It's Thursday, March 12th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sokol. Three things to know today: a COVID-19 roundup, the European right to repair, and Microsoft rolling out Teams to Skype Federation. This is the Business of Tech. The COVID-19 updates will go first today. For context, the WHO has officially declared the coronavirus a pandemic. Washington State and San Francisco have banned large gatherings. Twitter has made work telecommuting mandatory for all employees and will pay hourly workers while employees work from home, pay for home office setups and internet fees, and reimburse additional childcare costs. Google expanded their work-from-home recommendation to workers in Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. Amazon is offering up to 2 weeks of paid sick leave and a relief fund for delivery drivers. Apple has closed all its stores in Italy and is advising their retail workers to not encourage customers to try on the Apple Watch or AirPods as a precaution. Facebook has given employees free portals to make work from home easier. The Overwatch League has canceled its March and April events, moving them to streaming only on YouTube. Discord has increased its limit for go live streaming from 10 to 50 people in response. ConnectWise has postponed IT Connect Amsterdam, scheduled for the 12th to 14th of May. And the security operations provider Sockster is offering their EDR product, 24/7 monitoring and remediation, free of charge for managed services providers for 60 days to help with the transition of customers to a remote working solution. So why do we care? I've been impressed by big tech's response, although the issues of contractors not having these same rights is worrisome. And I have been hoping that their leadership is providing guidance for other organizations. It seems it has, and I commend ConnectWise for their proactive move, and thought it particularly notable Sockster's move to try and help secure newly remote workers. This was similar to Microsoft and Google's moves with offering more video conferencing tools, and I think it shows real leadership. As opposed to the event organizer I watched on social offer that their response was the European two-finger salute to the virus. I think that's irresponsible. I'm commending those who are leading and noting privately those who don't show that same leadership. I think many will also notice those who don't lead, and that response will not age well, as I don't think I'm alone in noticing. There's an opportunity here to do the right thing, because doing the right thing is also an opportunity. The European Commission has set out a plan to make the right to repair official, and additionally wants to restrict single-use products, address premature obsolescence, and ban the destruction of unsold durable goods. From the statement, quote, "Many products break down too easily, cannot be reused, repaired, or recycled, or are made for single use only. This is a huge potential to be both exploited both for businesses and consumers. With today's plan, we launch action to transform the way products are made and empower consumers to make sustainable choices for their own benefit and that of the environment," end quote. Why do we care? Right to repair has been discussed several times in this show, with the debate happening in the U.S. at the state level. CompTIA recently released a statement backing off from their lobbying against right to repair legislation. I'm definitely pro right to repair, as I think it's good for the industry and the environment. Microsoft has announced that they are ready to roll out federation between Teams and consumer-based Skype. The rollout of this feature will be completed by the end of April 2020. Admins who wish to enable this feature will need to go to Microsoft 365 Admin Center, External Access, and Enable Users to Communicate with Skype Users. The feature is disabled by default. So why do we care? This is really useful for customers and good to know about, and even more so now with remote working being as leveraged as heavily as it is, something you can bring to the market right now. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech, and special thanks to Chip, Mark, and Joe, who just signed up to support the show on Patreon. Anyone who signs up during our launch offer will get a private video question answered as a thanks for supporting the show. And you can follow us at patreon.com/MSPradio to get additional insights into the show, upcoming Q&A sessions, and continue to support the production of The Business of Tech. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.